Report, groups behind pro-Hamas protests funded by George Soros. By Olivia Rondo on October 29, 2023. George Soros has funneled over $15 million in the last 7 years to the pro-Hamas groups behind the terror-sympathizing protests following the October 7 attack on Israel, a report revealed. The far-left billionaires' grant-making network, the Open Society Foundation, distributed $13.7 million through Tide Center, a deep-pocketed lefty advocacy group that sponsors several nonprofits who've justified Hamas' bloody attacks, a New York Post review of the foundation's records revealed. Beneficiaries of the Tide Center include the Ayatollah Justice Project, which posted an image to Instagram of a bulldozer tearing part of Israel's border fence down on the day Hamas terrorists carried out a massacre of over 1,400 Israelis. The caption read, "Israeli colonizers believed they could indefinitely trap 2 million people in an open-air prison. No cage goes unchallenged." The project, based out of Illinois, advertises being a Palestinian-led advocacy organization based in the U.S. that builds cross-movement coalitions to achieve collective liberation. "Our work is rooted in the conviction that drawing the linkages between U.S. policy abroad and repressive state practices at home is crucial to shifting the balance of power," their website states. The activist group occupied U.S. Representative Ro Khanna's DCA office on October 20 after he refused to sign a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Ayatollah's members also co-sponsored a rally in New York City's Bryant Park that day, where hostile demonstrators spewed anti-Semitic chants and displayed a sign reading, "I do not condemn Hamas," the Post reported. Open Society Foundations also awarded $1.5 million to Adala's founding nonprofit, Adala, the Legal Center for Arab Minority Rights in Israel. But as the publication revealed, only $800,000 of it was received before they cut ties with the American organization in 2018. Adala, the Legal Center for Arab Minority Rights in Israel spokesperson Ari Reim said, "Open Society Foundations has been generously supporting our work on defending the human rights of Palestinians under Israeli control for many years, and we are grateful for their immense contribution to this effort." Soros also contributed $30,000 in 2020 to the NYC South Asian immigrant group DISIS Rising Up and Moving, another co-sponsor of the Bryant Park protest where 139 people were arrested. Soros's foundation also doled out $60,000 in 2018 to the Arab American Association of New York, a group co-founded by leftist anti-Israel activist Linda Sarsour that organized the October 21 Flood Brooklyn for Palestine protest in Brooklyn, where protesters reportedly called for the eradication of Israel and held a sign of the Israeli flag in a trash basket that read, "Please keep the world clean." Other Soros-backed Hamas-sympathizing groups include Jewish Voice for Peace and If Not Now, which were given $650,000 and $400,000, respectively. Both groups were also co-sponsors of the Bryant Park rally, and both had members who were among the insurrectionists occupying the U.S. Capitol on October 18. Jewish Voice for Peace also participated in the occupation of Rep. Khanna's office, as well as claimed that Israeli apartheid and occupation and United States' complicity in that oppression are the source of all this violence, in reference to the brutal murder of Israeli civilians. Soros, a Hungarian-American Jew and Holocaust survivor, has a reported net worth of $6.7 billion according to Forbes. The magazine reported that the progressive philanthropist has distributed more than $15 billion to nonprofits through his Open Society Foundations, which he founded in 1993.